B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, November 11th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check out what we got up to over the weekend. Plus, I and Norris are going to try to explain Death Stranding.
We will try our best.
We
have questions for you.
The operative word. Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about Worlds. It's the Super Bowl of esports. League of Legends was in action over the weekend in Paris for Worlds, and I have to say, this was a stunning opening ceremonies. It was a stunning game. There is nothing about this matchup that wasn't absolutely stunning.
Well, and you know what? Let's start with the opening ceremonies, because we've got a lot to say about the final match between FunPlus Phoenix and G2 Esports. But I do want to start with the opening ceremonies, because I got to tell you, when you think of like great, like non-sports sports moments, like the Super Bowl halftime show is the pinnacle. There's nothing bigger than that. And I feel like in the span of the last 13 months or so, even, League of Legends has cemented the opening ceremony of the finals weekend as its Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm going to say the last 2 years. Has been, you know, League of Legends has just been on top of their game in terms of their opening ceremonies. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Making the comparison to the halftime Super Bowl show is totally apt. And I think that this even blends technology and performance in a way that the halftime show could only dream of, and puts many of these large scale musical productions to shame.
And for those who don't know, last year in South Korea, we had KDA and pop stars appear for the first time. It is a band made up of characters from in the game who appeared on stage via hologram, effectively.
Yes, it was an AR performance, right?
Yes, exactly. Augmented reality.
Augmented reality.
So
thank you.
They went on to basically make a song that very quickly got over, you know, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, incredibly popular. And this year we saw a new band emerge from the game called True Damage. Norris, what did you think of the group this year?
You know what? I think True Damage, again, you know, it's really cool to see it. I think KDA and their song Pop Stars is way more quote unquote on brand.
Sure.
I think K-pop and like EDM just meshes better for esports as opposed to rap and hip hop, which is what True Damage's performance was all about in their song Giants. But
I think it was specifically weird seeing it in France. Like, I'm not sure.
I mean, French hip hop is
huge. It's huge, but I don't know that the audience really understood it as well as maybe an American audience would have.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But I will say this: this opening ceremony was by far their most technologically and visually stunning.
Yes.
By far. And like, the AR thing was cool, but what they were able to do with their holograms during that performance is crazy.
I really want to try to paint a picture here, because I don't think that we're really just doing it justice, right? With an alternate or an augmented reality you know, display, it's sort of like, you know, the characters are digitally inserted, and when you're watching it at home, you kind of get the sense of like, oh, well, I don't really know what the people in the actual auditorium are seeing. This had, you know, your big LCD screen that goes the entire length of the stage, and then you had two kind of like, they almost looked like membranes. Like, they were like a thin curtain that you could
project images.
Project an image onto. But when you shined light through it, like a spotlight, you could see who's behind it very, very clearly. And so it was a combination of digital display and very clever lighting. The performers
and choreography
that was able to pull off this effect. And I honestly think that this is the most impressive live stage show I've ever seen for anything. It was incredible.
Yeah, we've also got the video up on our website at checkpointxp.com, so I would definitely check it out if you haven't seen it yet.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently talking about the 2019 World Celebration, and we've got to talk about this game. Of course, FunPlus Phoenix going up against G2 Esports. Yep. Norris, you had been picking G2 Esports to take it all the way the entire time. That is not what happened.
No.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I got really close, but here's the thing. China is probably one of the best regions in the world at team fighting and being aggressive. EU is another team fighting sort of region that also wants to be aggressive. And I compare it to like the West Coast offense in football, right? Whether it's NA and Korea are very much so 3 yards in the cloud of dust, run the football really, really slow.
Yeah, ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
Yeah.
But China and the EU want to fight you. So it was going to be exciting regardless. But starting out, FunPlus Phoenix coming out of China was able to be really aggressive, and this was the first kill of Worlds.
This is a 3 versus 1. Wanda's got mana. He's got flash, but it's a reply already. There's a root down. Wanda gives up first blood to FPX.
Wow. I mean, listen to the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd was just electric.
Yeah. It really was. And the thing about it is that the crowd was swelling like a minute before the kill even went down because they saw the play developing. But
15,000 people, by the way, crammed into the Accor Hotels Arena.
Yeah.
Wow.
So huge turnout. By the way, they're looking to have over 50,000 at the finals next year. So
yeah,
we'll see how that works.
We'll talk about Riot's little announcement about Worlds next year.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, like having that many people crammed into the stadium, all going crazy at the same time, it's electric. You feel that when you're watching at home,
and because this was supposed to be the year, man. This was the storyline was supposed to go differently. Europe last year, they made it to the finals with Fnatic.
Yeah.
They got smashed by China. So they, you know what? Their best player moved over to G2 Esports, and G2 became kind of this legendary powerhouse team. They were supposed to be the best in the world, and they made it all the way to the finals again, and once again went up against China. And the same exact thing.
Yeah, and they just had no answers for anything that FunPlus Phoenix was doing. As a matter of fact, in the first match was the only one that was competitive, but this was the moment where it really started to fall apart.
He's locked down, he's knocked up, he's dead! LWX is on a rampage! The Sivir is terrifying! There goes the teleporter!
Oh!
And so just to paint that picture for you, Tien was able to go in after a massive fight in the middle of the map and catch out two members of G2 Esports. It was a double kill. And from that point on, it really started to fall apart. G2 never got back into the series. And
that's the point is like we thought, you know, that first game, it was very even. It was, you know, it was a brawl. And we thought, OK, this is going to be great. At least we're going to get some entertaining games today. And I don't know what happened after the first game, whether it was something in the locker room or whether it was just they had the spirit taken out of them. They got their heads kicked in the second game. They came out like they rolled over and died.
FPX really downloaded G2. They saw the strats that they were trying to pull. And to be honest, they just moved around the map way, way better. From level 4 between 6, they were roaming.
Yeah.
They were able to get at them in the early game. And it became really difficult for G2 to really get back into their matches. And ultimately, FunPlus Phoenix ended up the victor.
And FunPlus, they take it down the Nexus. They turn their attention to Wanda. Tian goes down. Perks kills Kimgoon. The Nexus is being focused. It's going down. And FunPlus Phoenix are your world champions.
So a 3-0 stomp was the final. And I want to ask you guys, because, you know, you guys are the League of Legends experts in the room. When you're coming into, you know, a Worlds like this, even if you are a FunPlus Phoenix fan, like a blowout isn't really what you want to see, is it? You want to at least have both sides put up a good fight. A game 5 situation or, you know, something that takes it to extra games is way more preferable than a stomp like this, isn't it?
For some people, I think if, you know, for us as North America, or if you're Korea watching, yes, you want it to go to five games. I think it's so hard to win a world championship in League of Legends. It's incredibly difficult. If your team has a chance, if your team is there, you'll take a 3-0 any day
time.
Of the week.
Every
like,
time.
I don't need that kind of stress in my life of
Fair
game
enough.
Five.
Dude,
I'm good with a 3-0.
When the Red Wings swept the Flyers in 97, I didn't want that series to go no longer. I wanted it done because I was a ball of nerves at 10 years
so
old.
We do need to mention Riot has finally given us a look at what to expect for next year. We know that Worlds, we've known for a while that Worlds is moving back to China for next year. The finals are going to be held in Shanghai at Shanghai Stadium. It's got a capacity of like 56,000. A couple of years ago, they basically had cut off like half of the attendance. This year, that's not going to be the plan. They're going to be trying to cram 50,000 people into that stadium.
They also like took a shot at their own opening ceremonies, going like, yeah, if you thought that was cool, just wait till next year, because it's going to be way bigger next year.
Yeah, so next year is the 10-year anniversary of competitive League of Legends. It is season 10. I have no doubt Riot plans to pull out all the stops to really make it, you know, incredible. That said, and I mean, another big part of this too is China's going to be going for the three-peat on home soil. That fan base is going to be rabid. I would not want to be a competitor going in there to compete, but man, I am not looking forward to waking up at 2 a.m. to watch these games next year. I can't do it again.
But don't oversell yourself, Riot. Like, I understand you're probably going to pull out all the stops, but you put together an amazing program here. So I am looking forward to next year's Worlds. But, you know, don't sell what you just put on stage short. Listen, we want to hear from you. What did you think of Worlds? Did you watch the opening ceremonies? What did you think of the whole performance? What did you think of the games? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Norris and I are going to try to explain Death Stranding as much as we possibly can. But ahead next, we're going to talk about what we got up to over the weekend. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on The Hawk, 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as The Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at BPod Studios. For more great listening options like Geek Culture Congress and Nerd Radio, two shows you can find streaming right here at our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Subscribe to their podcasts over at BPodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Oh, man, this was a busy game-playing weekend for me. I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty much locked onto Death Stranding all weekend. But before we get into what we were going, what we were doing over the weekend, we've got Apple Podcast reviews.
All right.
Our first Apple Podcast. What was that?
That was the wrong one. I meant to hit PogChamp. I'm not doing well today, guys.
No, you're doing okay?
You don't look well, man.
Oh, keep the camera off me.
All right. Our first Apple Podcast review comes to us from Mr. Blinks.
All right.
Blinks and you'll miss it.
That's someone who is... someone who is well known to anyone who has visited us over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Mr. Blinks says, okay, listen up. This podcast represents everyone that has or is or wants to get into the esports scene.
Yeah.
Competitively or just relaxed. This show is hosted by a great cast. Nate is Mike One and leads the fellas on an adventure easily worth your time. As if you're wrapping up in the midst of an MMORPG. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
That was flowery.
Followed the Joe. I'm literally reading this word for word. Followed the Joe holding down the latest and greatest news from Akros Esports. A-C-R-O-S. I don't know
what that sounds like. That
across.
From Akros Esports. Not
from
only
Akros Esports. That's my new company. That's what I'm naming it.
Mr. Blinks, you all right?
Not only to keep you up to date with your favorite players and teams, but also the things to look for coming up and around the areas of esports in general.
It's a lot of and ors, Mr.
Yes.
Blinks.
Over to the great Norris, the one and only. He keeps the fellas on point with a cultural insight and a now sense of gaming meaning. He's hip and always keeping up with the times and helps travel back occasionally to outer worlds, but is able to be the knot and tying force to keep you intrigued and at times challenges your perspective on things.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
Norris is here to tell us when it's racist or not.
Yes. That's one of his many duties.
That sounds like tokenism, Joe, and that is not correct.
Pretend to try?
That's why I said one of his many, many duties.
Yes. Thank you.
Last and certainly at least, my man Robbie, who is the DM of the airways, bringing the anchor points, his knowledge of Overwatch and skill with the
DM
online
of the
games
airwaves,
and ability to keep you up to date with the strong knowledge of your favorite teams all season. As to Robbie, there is no off season.
Well, except for right now.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
You know what it is? That just sounds like a lot of run-ons. But that's okay. We appreciate the review, Mr. Blink. Thank you so much. He said very nice things about us after Nate got through it all.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of very nice things in there.
He says he was using an iPhone.
These guys are seriously amazing and bring a great sense of pride to those of us that consider esports more than a hobby. They are on every Monday through Friday and sometimes during special events on the weekends if you want. Chance to put the face to the names and check out their Twitch live show, and you won't be disappointed as they engage their Twitch audience as well as any streamer. This is hands down the best esports show, and it's no wonder they are the first nationally syndicated show. Keep up the great work, fellas. We hear you all the way from Colorado.
Aw.
Mr. Blinks, that was a journey.
Yes, it was.
we've been on a trip.
And second of all, that is one of the dopest reviews I think we've ever gotten.
Nice.
It was very nice, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I have one more review to read for you guys. It's significantly shorter.
Okay. Thank you.
From I Am Weero.
I Am Weero.
Is that like I Am Weasel?
Maybe.
Great and underrated cartoon, by the way.
Who gives us 5 stars and says, "You have found a legendary podcast."
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
"This podcast grants you plus 1,000 IQ, big brain time, at the cost of -5 mobility and -3 to sneak. Bonus passive ability, it makes you more attractive the more you listen."
That I've heard that.
Absolutely rumor, true.
I've
rumors
definitely heard
say
that.
Yes, a nerf is expected in the future.
Oh.
Get this right now.
All right.
I just have to say that whole analogy there.
Outstanding.
Well done.
That's a good
very
one.
Well done.
Hard to ignore the typos. Sorry. There's a lot there.
It's okay.
But we appreciate it.
Anyway, thank you. If you want to be like I Am Weero and Mr. Blinks, find us on Apple Podcasts and leave us a little review. So we have to kind of get through this weekend update a little bit quickly.
Yeah, we are on a time crunch.
We are on a very tight schedule to get out of here to make room for Geek Culture Congress.
That's right.
Who you should subscribe to on B-Pod Studios. But my weekend, was full of Death Stranding. Enjoyed it. We're actually going to talk about Death Stranding here in just a moment. So I'll save all of that for the next segment. One thing that I did get to do, and I want to say thank you to my sister. Everyone knows that I am super obsessed with Twin Peaks.
Yes.
So my sister took me to a screening of Twin Peaks Fire Walk with me at the Senate Theater in Detroit, which I've never been to the Senate Theater. It's the home of the Detroit Organ Group.
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Very, very cool theater. And then afterwards, Ray Wise, who played Leland Palmer, came out and did a talk and a meet and greet afterwards.
That's
super
cool.
It was really, really cool. And I got to add it to my collection of really unique Twin Peaks experience. So I wanted to thank my sister Emily for taking me out to that.
All right.
It was so awesome, and I had so much fun.
Apparently, it also doubled as a speed dating session, but that didn't go so well for Nate.
Mm.
What?
Because you're single.
Yeah, I... Okay.
Robbie, are you on drugs? Are you okay?
A little
that
bit.
That was just... I mean, like... about shoehorning a joke
he
in
just pulled
to
that out of
no
the
reaction.
The Dayquil has set in.
Wow.
When that was Nyquil, that stuff was way better.
Mute him.
You should just go
mute
home,
him.
Robbie.
Just mute him.
I gotta be for here Death Stranding.
For here, Death Stranding.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
I'm getting worried here.
Robbie, out of intelligible words and sentences, tell us what you did over the weekend.
I didn't do a whole lot. I took care of a sick girlfriend. When I get home, she's going to be taking care of a sick boyfriend, that's for sure. But specifically, the moment where I got worried was I came out of the computer room. She was at the sink finishing up some of her dishes, and she just goes, "Don't look at me!" I'm like, "What the hell?" And as I walk around to see what she's doing... She had oatmeal, which she likes really thick, and she hadn't finished. Instead of just emptying it into the garbage can, she's trying to put it down the dish disposal unit, but it's so thick that it's just clogging up, and the water's on, and she's trying to stab it down the drain with a spoon.
Do you guys not have a garbage disposal?
No, we do, but she didn't turn it on, so she's panicking as the water is starting to, like, rise up in the sink, and there's just this big clog of oatmeal. So I turn it on, and it goes down just fine, but I'm like, why didn't you just put it into the garbage? That would have been fine. And she just starts crying.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah. That was my weekend.
That's real weird.
Joe.
Man.
Top that.
Well, honestly, I was working here all weekend, so I didn't get much of a weekend.
Okay, so yeah, that's the end of that. I too spent a lot of the weekend playing Death Stranding, but I was trying to watch Worlds, so I woke up at 6 a.m. to watch Worlds, and right before, as the opening ceremony ends, internet goes out.
No.
Yeah.
What?
And so I cracked open my phone and I watched it on my phone, cut it on my hotspot so I could watch it on my laptop, and proceeded to cuss out every person in Comcast that I came in contact with.
Oh, I remember those weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we all do.
So that was pretty much the first half of my Sunday, which led to me getting some money knocked off my bill, but whatever.
That's always nice.
But I ended up being able to watch Worlds. The internet came back on before too long, and that was fine. But yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. Very chill, very laid back.
There you go. Lots of Death Stranding in Norris and I's weekend. To it, we will be talking about in our next segment, but we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. It's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, I've already told you three times. If you don't know, I don't know what to tell you. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Death Stranding. is a weird game.
It's a game.
It's putting it mildly. We're going to try to answer as many questions about it as we possibly can without giving away any plot points, which I don't know how we would do anyway. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 92.5 FM Fox News in Jacksonville and ESPN Southwest Florida 99.3 FM. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, The Other Identity, and Low Team Damage. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at checkpointxp.com/shop. Hideo Kojima's latest game, Death Stranding, is weird. That's putting it mildly. It is dense and difficult to comprehend, but a lot of interest is on this game right now. So we thought, you know, we struggled for a way to be able to talk about this game. And so we thought, Norris and I are the only two playing it right now. Why don't we have Robbie and Joe?
We're doing a Q&A session.
Fire some questions at us so that we can try to explain Death Stranding to the best of our abilities. Now, guys, do not ask any plot-related questions, because even if I wanted to tell you and spoil it for our listeners, I don't think I would. Okay. It's so weird that I don't know that I would be able.
We literally don't have the ability.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to spoil it.
Joe, you go ahead and go first.
All right. So while I have not played any of Death Stranding, I did take some time out of my day to watch a little bit on a Let's Play.
Okay.
It is, without a doubt, the single most boring game I've ever watched on a Let's Play.
Is there a question in there, Joe?
Is it fun to play as opposed to watch?
I'll say this. Yes.
Let me put it this way. I can't imagine watching somebody else play it.
I made it through about 20 minutes before I said no.
Yeah, I think that this is an experience that is interesting as someone, you know, you've played a lot of online games.
Sure,
you've seen the way that online games close gaps of distances and find unique ways, whether it's a fast travel or whatever it is, to be able to close those distances and make the game feel much smaller. This game really wants to impress its size upon you.
And to piggyback on that, it's a thing where could you imagine watching the run in, you know, Final Fantasy 11 from one city to the other one? Could you imagine watching it?
Yeah, as an observer, it's probably not going to be very interesting to watch. But I, to me, at least, the reason that I keep playing is the mystery that is the story, and that to me is what keeps driving me. And actually, I think the act of playing is a lot more fun than people are giving it credit for.
And the terrain itself is a puzzle.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so keep in mind that these questions are 5 minutes ago in a Benadryl-fueled fever dream. Number one, Kojima once said there are two ways to develop gameplay, allowing players to use the stick or the rope. And he said that Death Stranding would use the rope. What the heck does that mean?
You literally use a rope.
You use a rope as a weapon. You hogtie people.
Great. Thanks, Kojima.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I got to tell you, that's not quite the in-depth meaning that I was looking for.
You use
for.
A rope.
No, because that is the quote that opens the game. So it's definitely something that Kojima has thought long and hard about. And yes, you do use a rope as a weapon. It's called a strand, but that's neither here nor there. You do use it as a weapon, but you use a rope for a remarkable amount of different things in Death Stranding. So I think if you were to look at it thematically, that it makes a little bit more sense than looking at it literally.
Yeah, and on top of that, you use a rope for not just combat. You use rope to rappel down things. You use rope to connect a lot of your carrying tools. You use a rope for a lot of other things. And then there's also the concept of connection.
Yes.
That is being, you know,
it's a greater motif.
It's a greater motif, whether as you can look at sword, stick.
Yeah, exactly.
So that kind of leads into my next question. Obviously, a lot of the gameplay is getting from A to B and balancing the huge pack. Do you have any fun stories about falling off of something weird yet?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Here's one that I had, because I have yet to die, quote unquote, in the game. I was carrying a package and off, you know, area that looked like it was a sheer cliff, but it was not. I was running away from some enemies, some humanoid enemies, and I was running, and I was about to fall over to the left. I quickly adjusted to the right, fell off the cliff, literally let out an audible scream, to which my girlfriend looked at me like I was crazy, and then realized that the drop was only about 6 feet and it didn't even damage my package.
Was the bridge baby okay?
No, the bridge baby cried and alerted my enemies to my positioning.
So, yeah, I ended up coming off the side of a bridge because I could not maintain my balance.
You should have used your baby, man.
Jeez.
Well, you know what? That actually leads into my next question.
All right.
Is there any validity in this being a futuristic reimagining of The Adventures in Babysitting?
No.
All right. Fair enough.
Love that movie.
All right, Joe, what do you got for us?
Are you guys drinking more Monster, and is this the best example of product placement in the history of gaming?
Okay, so the Monster cans that exist in this game are the most detailed model that exists in the entire game. And honestly, just serves to make me want to drink more Monster Energy drink. That's really all it does.
So yes, then your answer is yes.
I would say that it's working. That's for damn sure. Yeah,
okay, you were already drinking Monster. The real test is going to be Norris.
Under no circumstances would I allow myself to purchase Monster Energy drink.
Okay.
So if somebody gave it to you?
No.
Oh, all right.
So no then. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Next question. You need to start hitting the more hard-hitting questions here, Joe.
My last question's hard-hitting.
What is the ground speed velocity of an unladen Norman Reedus?
13 miles per hour.
How slow are you?
13 miles an hour.
Listen, I'm going to give you credit for the Monty Python reference.
Yes.
Bravo. There's a variety of different ground transportation options.
Obviously, there could be obstructions, different type of foliage. Sometimes you have to go through water. I get it.
The terrain is the biggest obstacle. Like that, honestly, you're fighting the terrain more than you're fighting any kind of enemy.
Enemy, yeah.
Last one from Joe.
Last one from me. Okay, so we all know that this is kind of, we've called this, you know, free-based Kojima, effectively.
Yeah.
Could this game have benefited from a little more restriction?
Maybe. I don't want to say yes until I've experienced the entire breadth and depth of the narrative, but maybe.
I'll say this. I would lean on saying no, because Kojima games are often prone to over-explanation. And this is a game that is very stingy with its information.
That's actually a really good point.
So,
in the same way that kind of Neon Genesis Evangelion put a lot of information behind technobabble.
Yeah, sure
this
did.
The same thing is sort of mm-hmm. happening here. And yeah, you don't get an over explanation of like what are exactly are midichlorians. You know, like you're not getting those types of things, and so it adds to the mystery of the game. All right, listen, we want to hear from you. Fire your Death Stranding questions. Nothing about the story, but fire your Death Stranding questions at us on social media. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Norris Howard. Brand management by Chad Callahan. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.